Oshta Sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from Cherokee, North Carolina. Now, folks, it's very important to know that this message, this broadcast, is being sent in a gentle tone, and it shouldn't be taken as an attack on anyone. It's merely a dot connection moment in my life and not intended to vilify anyone. It's merely an observation that I found fascinating and yet a bit rude as well. Yesterday, at the exact same moment, I had two individuals trying to invade or force their way into my personal space. Why both individuals were comfortable with this invasion or justified it in their own mind is a whole other wonderment. Their tactic was different but similar. One individual was a man trying to invade my sacred space in the physical world at the coffee shop, and the other individual was a woman trying to invade my sacred space from the cyber world. It was wild to watch this personal bombardment occur on both sides of my life while asking myself the question, what, am I not being clear about my boundaries? Even more, how did I attract this? I am without a doubt a fairly open gal and eager to engage in stimulating conversation or an opportunity for growth with just about anyone. I also don't mind sharing a good portion of my life with the world, but this does not entitle anyone to all of me. I do not believe in entitlement, which is a whole other broadcast. Let's say you walk into my physical space or enter my world in cyberspace. That does not entitle you to all of me. Just because I share a great deal with you through the broadcast or my daily messages does not entitle you to information beyond what I choose to share. I say who, what, when, where, why, and how in my life. No one else calls the shots in my life. I do. Even though I was a bit amused as this was occurring, I was unapologetically firm in my response. I don't owe anyone more of me on any level simply because they want it. That's ridiculous. Is nothing sacred anymore? The lack of respect for my boundaries and sacred space was quite revealing of my own past invasions in other people's lives. You've probably heard the phrase, "What part of no don't you understand?" I'm of the belief system that if I say no, that does not obligate me to give you an explanation. No should be enough, especially if we don't personally know each other. I can certainly understand the curiosity that comes forth when standing in front of someone's no, because it begs the question, why not? But all the same, no means no. The man in the coffee shop had walked up to my table as I was working and wondered if he could buy me a cup of coffee. We spoke briefly to each other the day before out on the deck overlooking the Oconaluftee River, and so I said, yeah, thank you, that'd be great. I'll have a double Cubano. I enjoy living the saying, anything worth doing is worth overdoing, and that's a double Cubano to me. As he walked up to order the coffee, my email ticker box was clicking every few seconds as it always does, no kidding, and one email was from a woman who was frustrated that I would not share more of the ritual I attended last Friday, where I said that the ritual was too sacred and personal to share. She and I bantered back and forth while Mr. Coffee was retrieving our drinks. I emailed, I suggest you honor the sacredness of different cultures rather than trying to force your way in. She emailed back, does not the sacred belong to everyone? I responded with, well, what's sacred to one may not be sacred to another. So no, what I hold sacred does not belong to you, it belongs to me. I still find it interesting that she was the only person out of a bazillion emails who wanted to trespass my sacred space and kept pushing at me when I clearly stated no. I would have no more shared my personal or sacred experiences with this particular woman simply because she obviously did not respect my sacred space. Her emails continued to reveal certain innuendos and undertones. Plus, if I wanted to reveal more in the daily message that day, I would have said more about the ritual. I would have said which friend of mine's house burned down, and I would have said whose funeral I went to on Monday. I reveal certain parts of my life just to let you know that I can relate to you, and also to let you know that I do participate in my Native American culture. I asked her, can we not have anything to ourselves? And what about Mr. Coffee? Well, we had a nice visit until I turned down an invitation to go up the street and have a trout lunch with him. Further, I told him that I wanted to get back to work. I thought I made myself clear. The word no comes pretty easy to me, so if I don't want to do something, then I don't have a guilty bone in my body if I don't do it. He must have walked away 5 times and kept coming back to pressure me until I finally had had enough. Just because we had coffee together was not an invitation to cross a boundary. I switched over to my other Gemini personality, opened my intuition, and went for the jugular shot. Additionally, I would have no more shared more of me with that man or that woman simply because they had a lack of respect for me. Do I even need to mention a lack of trust after pushing to invade a boundary after a firm and definite no? If someone doesn't respect my boundary from the beginning, then that is not someone who will be getting more of me anytime soon. Folks, check your boundaries, and whatever you do, safeguard your sacred space because no one has a right to more of you without your permission. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Deinada, gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.